If you had in your hands right now a CD with an important voice, such as a grandparent telling stories about their lives, what value would you place on it? Would stories told by a parent, a grandparent, or a great-grandparent in their voice be important to you? Would you share them with your children? Would you re-listen to them to hear that familiar voice? Would you pass the disc on to future generations and consider it an heirloom as precious as any photograph that you have? Hi, this is Jim Barkley, the owner of Sonant Histories. I believe that our stories, our experiences, our messages to future generations in our families are too important to lose. We simply must take the time to capture them, and I think audio recordings are the fastest and most powerful way to do that. I also believe that the stories must be edited and produced so that our family members will want to listen to them. Now here's a short story to help explain why. One evening, not long ago, our family sat down to a traditional Sunday chicken dinner. I remembered my mother telling me about how she learned to prepare a chicken dinner, and it sure didn't come in a styrofoam tray from the grocery store. Now, I can tell my kids that story, but it's much better coming from her. So, right now, on my iPod, in a short but memorable 5-minute segment, I can listen as she vividly describes how at only 8 years old, she was tasked with capturing one of their chickens, killing it, and preparing it. My kids can now better appreciate what life was like growing up in the 1920s, and they've heard firsthand what happens when you don't make a clean cut to a chicken's neck on the first swing of an axe. It's a remarkable story that her city kid grandchildren really must hear. That story and many more that she has told will be played repeatedly for her grandchildren and countless future great-grandchildren. There are 3 important elements that made that recorded story possible. First, I took the time to do it. Second, I edited and organized dozens of her stories so they can be easily found and played. Finally, I added some light transition music and I placed them on a CD. The result is an accessible story and an entertaining story. Look, it's fine if you have 5 hours of interview on tape, but realistically, you'll rarely take the time to listen to all of it, and your grandkids won't sit through more than a few minutes. That's why producing the story into entertaining and listenable segments is so important. It's like your brother's vacation to Florida. You don't want to sit through a 2-hour slideshow. What you want to see is a few of the good pictures. Audio stories are the same way. With my productions, you'll have the complete recording, but it will be organized for convenient and enjoyable listening. I believe that capturing our stories and the stories of our loved ones is one of the most important things we can do. Many of us spend significant time and resources preparing our financial estates for the next generation, and that's vitally important, but we neglect to pass on the most important assets we have, our stories, messages, and values. Many of us have the intention of writing our life stories someday, but usually it stays at the end of the to-do list and it never gets done. Recording can happen now, and it takes just a short amount of time. All you need to do is schedule a few hours to do it. If you want to learn more about capturing your spoken stories, I welcome your call or email. From a simple 90-minute interview to multiple sessions to record a life's worth of stories or even a room set aside at your next family reunion to get many stories, I'll work with you to create the perfect family keepsake. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to hearing your stories in your voice.